This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Detroit filed for protection from its creditors this summer, but was that legal? A pair of hearings in federal court this week will look at whether the city can really use Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection. Among the creditors who still want their money, public employee unions, which argue their pensions are protected under Michigan's Constitution. Here's Marketplace's Jeff Tyler.
When the city of Central Falls, Rhode Island, declared bankruptcy a couple years ago, a judge acting as receiver for the city slashed some retiree pensions by half. George Mason University's Frank Shafroth spoke to the judge.
He said, listen, if someone dials 911 because their house is on fire and their children are on the third floor, a retiree doesn't answer.
Unlike the private sector, public employees don't have an insurance plan that protects their pensions. Municipal bankruptcy specialist James Spiotto says they deserve one.
So that everyone has a safety net and that no one fears, which is what you really hear from retirees, that I'll be left with nothing.
He suggests that cities try to make any cuts to pension benefits temporary. So if a city's finances recover down the road, retirees can get some of their benefits back. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.